Welcome back to the Puma Podcast. Today we are going to do some Puma ponderings. I'm Puma.
And I'm Tori.
And we like to ponder sometimes as we read the Bible, different verses that just kind of pop out at us. And, you know, last year we did a finish the year on a series in Proverbs, and we thought we'd start 2024 with just some Puma ponderings, just kind of what we called it. Tori will also be pondering. he ponders really, really well, but he's going to be pondering. And we thought we would just look at some of the other few verses here in January that we have just kind of pondered and, you know, just things that, you know, just kind of pop out and we just, you know, ponder them for a little bit together.
Yeah.
So we're glad you joined us today as we start this new year. Tori?
Yes, sir.
So one of my questions for you is, do you like people to like you?
Yeah. Yeah. I prefer people to like me compared to the...
People who hate you?
Yeah.
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 I mean, I typically am a people pleaser by nature. I like people to favor me, and you know, I want people to think good of me.
Sure.
I'm always wanting people to think good of me. So how do we like to get people to think good of us? When I was in high school, I wanted to be the best athlete ever, so people would think, man, that dude is awesome. You know, he's just, he's really amazing. And so often, you know, this is how I try to get people to like me. I mean, how do you like get people to like you?
You know, it's an interesting question. How do I get people to like me? I heard in some of my counseling classes that the number one reason that people like you has nothing to do with your skill. It's all about how they interpret you liking them. So if someone thinks you like them, they will subconsciously like you better. So although it sounds pretty manipulative, how do I get people to like me? I don't know. I think the more I enjoy people, the more they enjoy me. I mean, I don't really have any flashy skills or anything, but generally speaking, if people laugh or they enjoy my company, you know, I assume that they will like me more if I can make them happy or laugh.
Yeah. I think everybody listening to us probably has some trick to get people to like them, you know, some skill or some, you know, personality quirk or whatever to get people to like them. So I was thinking about this and was reading in Proverbs, and I came across this verse in chapter 3. Should I read it to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's ponder this verse.
This made me ponder. I was like, this is interesting. It says this, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then the next verse, verse 4, says this. And I was like, It says this, then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and men. And I went, just ponder, you know? Kind of stroke my facial hair and just kind of pondering there.
Yeah, facial hair helps.
It's good for pondering. It says, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then, so this is kind of a conditional, then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and men. And I was like, So I want people to like me. I want people to favor me. I want people to have a good name. It says, let love and faith. So I was like, what is love and faithfulness? What is love and faithfulness?
So just so I understand you, so those verses say, if we have love and faithfulness that are just with us all the time, they never leave us. If we have those things, love and faithfulness, then we'll have a good name in God's eyes and people's eyes.
Then we will win favor, or we will gain favor in the sight of God and men.
Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, I sounds good. So I was like, what is love and faithfulness?
Right.
So,
how do I get those?
Yeah, well, when I was exploring that, it's like, so love there is, here we go, a little Hebrew, little Hebrew.
I love Hebrew.
Yeah, it's a foreign language to me, Hebrew. But love there is one of the main words for love in the Old Testament, hesed. And it is this kind of loyal love that is enduring, that doesn't give up on you. Yeah, very committed. And I thought, you know, if I love people like that, are people going to think well of me?
Yeah.
If I love people well, if I'm committed to people, if I love them loyally, I don't give up on them, are people going to, you know... I mean, what kind of a neighbor do I want? Somebody that gives up on me? What kind of a friend do I want? Someone that gives up on me? It's like, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Well, I love that word hased too, because it's almost like two English words. It's faithful, committed love. And you need both, because I think you're right. If I have a neighbor who's just, I don't know, consistent, but not nice, well, he's consistently mean. Or if I have a neighbor who is sometimes loving, but not all the time, they're not faithful in that, then I never know what neighbor I'm going to get. And so this is a beautiful word of, yeah, that consistent, faithful, committed, enduring love. Everybody wants a friend like that.
No, everybody wants a friend like that. But he says love and faithfulness. Faithfulness. You know, in the Old Testament, really, they don't really have like a word for truth. It's this idea of faithfulness here, or a hemet. Hemet, yeah. Hesed, love, this loyal love, enduring love, faithful love. And hemet is the idea of truth, or faithful to that which is real, you know, reliable, faithful to a standard.
Interesting.
And so you put these two things together, right? Mm. So it's not just being loyal love, but also faithfully true. If you are a person who is a loyal, loving, faithfully true friend, a loyal, loving, faithfully true spouse, a loyal, loving, faithfully true neighbor, a loyal, loving, faithfully true employee, a loyal, loving, faithfully true person, then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and men. Even criminals want this type of character person living next to them.
True.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to be with a bunch of criminals.
Right.
And he says, you know, let love and faithfulness never, never leave you. Mm. So kind of metaphorically, the way you do that is you bind them around your neck and you write them on the tablet of your heart. Make them a permanent part,
right?
A permanent fixture in your life, a permanent part in your heart. Then you win favor in the sight of God and men. Now, I can understand why you would win favor in the sight of men. Mm-hmm. But how do we win favor in the sight of God? Again, ponder.
It gets deeper and deeper.
It gets deeper and deeper. Should we ponder that a little bit?
Let's ponder that.
Yeah, that's interesting. Going back to like Exodus 34, when God in the Ten Commandments and Moses, and God speaks to Moses, one of the ways that God describes himself, he says, I am the God who is loving and faithful. I am the lovingly faithful God. The same phrase God says, this is who I am. God says, this is my character. I am the faithfully loyal, true friend. This is the kind of person that I am. So when we take these characteristics and we bind them upon our heart, write them on the tablet, you know, on our life, make this part. Well, obviously, most people, now not everyone is going to, you know, because people just, you know, don't like you.
There are some people,
I don't like your face, or for whatever reason.
Yes, chip on their shoulder. Right. They can't
but generally
them.
Speaking, most people, if you are a loyal, faithful, true person, friend, they will favor you over someone that's crooked, someone that's deceitful, someone that's disloyal, right?
Yep.
But it's not only favor with people, but it's also favor with God. Because when you have this hesed hemet, loving and faithful character binding them upon your heart, you only do that because you are seeking after the heart of God. And so when you're seeking after his heart and letting his character become your character, because when you bind those things around your heart and your neck, it is because you want him. It's not because you just want favor with people. It's because you want him.
Yeah.
In that relationship, you know, he's like, yes, you are somebody following after my heart because you desire the same heart I have. So some of my ponderings have been reading through Proverbs. I want people to like me and I want God to like me.
Yeah.
And Solomon wrote to his son, he said, hey, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and men. And so, you know, that's what I would like to do. I want to seek out this loyal, faithful love and this, you know, being true and genuine person.
No, that's good. That's a great Puma pondering. And how to let love and faithfulness never leave me. Let's treat people well and honor God in the process. This is really cool how those go together.
Yep.
And guys, hey, if you have any thoughts on these Puma ponderings.
Or if you have ponderings of your own, because Puma's not the only one that ponders, nor should he be.
I love that. Yeah, if you have your own personal ponderings.
That you would like to share with us.
Yes, you can always reach out to us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your ponderings. And maybe, who knows, maybe if it's ponder worthy, maybe we'll talk about it here on the next Puma Pondering.
We would
pondering.
Love to hear about your ponderings.
God's word is worth pondering about.
Right. Till next time. Love you guys. Thanks for joining us.
Yep. Bye.